Introduction.
I have a friend who, every time I ask her to go running with me, laughs in my face. If you see me running, MK, you better watch out. That probably means a bear is chasing me. Now, I am not sure if you are aware of this, but it turns out that bears are really fast, like 30 miles per hour fast, which is exactly what I told my friend who hates running. You see, as her friend, I felt obligated to let her know that should she ever encounter a bear, the best way to respond would be to accept her fate, turn around, and face the dang bear. To which she responded, "You are so weird. Nobody hates running that much. And besides, who the heck chooses the bear?" Confession time. 6 years ago, if an Alaskan grizzly had walked up to me all growling and mean and said, "MK, you have two choices, become a full-time mom blogger or become my next dinner," I probably would have chosen the bear. Before my babies were born, I believed nothing could be as boring or blasé as the whole messy bun culture of modern motherhood. I believed motherhood took normal human beings, chewed them up, and spit them out with sloppy hair and yoga pants. Mark my words, that was never going to be me. Never. Ever. When I became pregnant with Benjamin, I had lots of ideas about what motherhood would look like. Basically, it would look exactly like what I was already doing, but with an adorable bonus human tagging along in a stroller. I was going to be a career woman. I was going to stay involved in local politics. I was going to lead worship at the church, get back in shape, and stay on top of all of my favorite hobbies. There would be none of this minivan driving, mom blogging mess. I had bigger plans. Then my son was born, and my plans went splat, like a bug on a windshield. A windshield known as postpartum depression. That seamless transition I had planned for a child-free life to the same exact life plus a child just didn't happen. Motherhood humbled me. In a way, it pretty much chewed me up and spit me back out. The best way to describe my first week at home with my son is to say I felt like I was on some trippy, out-of-control merry-go-round. My son was the only fixed point, and everything and everyone simply revolved around him. My life, it seemed, had a new axis. If any guest came to my house, they fussed over the baby. Cards and presents arrived by the dozen. Every single one was addressed for the baby. And while everyone buzzed over this incredible miracle that had just entered our lives, I shuffled around the house like The Walking Dead, feeling like an alien trapped inside a deflated balloon body. How was I ever going to become some well-traveled, captivating career mom with interesting hobbies and a Gap model baby? I could barely complete a grocery store run without having a meltdown. The truth is, I felt lost. I desperately wanted to feel seen, understood, and loved. And hard as they tried, my friends without children just couldn't relate to the struggles of a woman who had sleep deprivation and bleeding nipples. That's really just something you have to experience to understand. What I needed more than anything in the world was community. One night, in a true fit of desperation, I sent out a parenting SOS via Facebook. Something about teething or sleeping or who knows. I don't even remember. Something about...